off with Shkalim Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara started out by discussing the ramps that they used to build to bring the Parah Aduma on, and it first says that it was a very bad thing, that Shachtzis Gedolah Haisa B'Vnei Kohanim Gedolim, that B'Vnei Kohanim Gedolim were such Balei Gaiva that even if there was a ramp previously built, they had to Dafka build their own, because they could never use somebody else's, so they would destroy a perfectly good ramp and spend exorbitant sums of money to build their own. But then the Gemara says, no, that's not at all what happened. Shimon HaTzadik built his own ramps. He wasn't a Balei Gaiva. No, what you have to say is that it was Malihi Bapara, that it was a special chumrah that they had for the Tara of the Para to always draw attention to the fact that they were taking all these extra precautions for the Tara of the Para. That's why they built their own ramps, not because of Gaiva. The Gemara then discusses the Mishnah had said that we're not allowed to invest tzedakah money, that if you have money that's entrusted with you from that tzedakah money, you're not allowed to invest it. So the Gemara says there's one exception. If a person is willing, the person who's investing is willing to take on all the hefzid shalom and vaschar lahegdish, that he's going to take any loss that might come from that investment, and whatever benefit comes from that investment is all going to go to the Hegdish, or the Tzedakah, then you're allowed to invest it. But short of that, we're not allowed to invest the money of the Hegdish. The Gemara then describes, the Mishnah had said, what had a machlokas, what we do with the Moser Peros, and what we do with the Moser Nesachim. But the Mishnah didn't define what those terms mean, Moser Peros and Moser Nesachim. So we have a machlokas about each one. Moser Peros either means the Sa'ar Revius, that if a person had agreed to supply the Beis HaMikdash with 3 se'in of flour for X amount of money, and then the prices change and 4 se'in cost that amount of money, so that extra sa'ah, what do we do with it? Or schar shel hegdish, that it's if the Beis HaMikdash is running a store to sell nusachim, so whatever money they get from that store may be the moser peros. The other possibility, the moser nusachim, there's a machlokas whether it's the sa'ah revius, or maybe it's the overflow of whatever flows out of the kelim when we fill up the kelim. Maybe that's what we refer to when we talk about Moser Nesachim. The Gemara, the Mishnah then discusses what they did with the Moser Ketores, that every year they would make 368 portions of Ketores, but there are only 354 days in a year. So they needed 3 for Yom Kippur, but still there was a discrepancy. So what did they do to keep the Ketores current? So the Mishnah describes this whole process that they would have in order to pay the Mefatbe Ketores. They would use the Ketores by exchanging it on money in a couple of different times in order to make sure they get the Ketores back at the end of the day, but they use its value to pay the people who prepared the Ketores. And Amud Beis, there's a machlokas whether the machteshes that they would grind the Ketores with was a kli shareis or not, and there's a considerable nafkamina whether it's a kli shareis, and that is, does the Ketores actually have kedushas aguf? If it was in a kli shareis, then it develops kedushas aguf. If it's not in a kli shareis, then it would not have the kedusha. And then at the very end of the daf, the Gemara quotes machlokas amaraim, a few different amaraim, including Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, whether the moser kachim retain their kedushas aguf, or maybe it's a tenai built in that any kachim that's left over, that's extra, loses its status of Kedushas HaGuf. It only has Kedushas Damin.